from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl,
Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
That's right, you're in the loop, Sports Radio 610, as all of you fine folks trying to come through clutch for your boy. Appreciate you doing that on the text line, 713-572-4610. I got barber recommendations. I see a cigar bar came in.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all are also letting me know different places around the city. I forgot I am kind of more centrally located. We're over here by like 610 and 59 Southwest Freeway. That's generally where I am. But we also probably need to get out and just see the people. Like, I know that there's station events and stuff, but maybe just like an impromptu hangout of some sort would be a cool thing to kind of get together.
The best place to go to around here, around this area, I would probably say Kirby Ice House. That's a nice little place. It's an outside place, inside a little bit too.
Yeah.
TVs everywhere. It's cool, man. Cool.
I got to be honest here. I'm going to kind of hijack this a little bit. We're going to talk about the Astros here in a second.
We are.
I've been just sort of like brainstorming, Figgy, like, because we were talking during the break too. Like, he goes, I just need to get out. Like, well, what do you do? What do you want to do? Man. I need to get out.
I need to get out the house.
And I'm like, well, like, what does that mean? You know, I mean, do you want to like hang out at a bar like that?
Yeah.
Or
what type of bar?
Or like to go get involved with some open runs. By the
Shout out to the 619 who said the Gentleman's Club. All right, calm down.
No, that's a given.
That's going outside.
That's a given. But like, I know like a couple of open and you know, my sons have done it multiple times. It's been a minute since I've done it. There's a bunch of good places that have open gym runs in the morning.
Okay.
I know the Lifetime Fitness, where I used to live, you don't want to go to that one, but I know there's some near town. Where are the open runs? Where are the open gym? There used to be one at 8 a.m. every morning that I would see when I was sadly just having to watch while I was on the treadmill because missing the glory days, but something like that. And then I was like, okay, let's try to take care of Reggie, like in terms of like an activity, and not to sound like a kindergarten teacher, but like stuff that you can just go do. You know, I go for little jogs. I call them walk runs over up and down Buffalo Bayou, man. And, you know, or Memorial Park.
Yeah, you know? I probably need to go. Okay,
just go hang out like that.
I like what we're doing.
Chill.
I like what we're doing. We'll figure that out.
So
I appreciate you fine folks helping me.
What are your hobbies? No,
I was going to say Post Houston is a good place.
The
to
Post
hang out.
Is good.
Yep.
I like what we're doing here. Yeah. We'll circle back around to those things as well. But and we got open run as well coming through.
I know we can help you with that.
Okay, because
they're all over town.
I like what we're doing here. Yeah. I don't know. I like what the Astros were doing last night, Sunday night baseball against the Orioles, ultimately getting a 6-3 win. They lose the series, though. They lose the first two games.
Well, it's a split.
It was a four-game series. That's right. I forgot. Yeah. I keep forgetting the Thursday.
They played
I forgot
Thursday,
the Thursday game happened before. I had forgot after it. But yes, the series split. Thank you, because I refuse to keep thinking about Thursday. Series split in Baltimore. And then, so through the first eight games of the 18-18, you 3-5.
Yes, that's exactly what they are.
And they continue on the, I guess, two-game trip here from Baltimore to Philadelphia against, a really good Philadelphia
76
Phillies
wins,
team.
I believe.
Weirdly, though, they had a rough start out of the All-Star break, but they're getting back around to being the good team that we know them to be. Where are you with this Astros team? Because I think, as of right now, 4.5-game cushion on the AL West. And so I feel like we have all turned our attention away in some ways from the AL West race itself. I don't know. Do you have any level of fear that the Mariners can walk you down?
No, I really don't. I mean, you know, of course, I thought the Astros were done too, so anything could happen.
Fair enough.
I don't feel that. I feel like the Astros are good enough to kind of cruise on home. They've had their foot on the gas pedal, so to speak. But it's weird the way I'm looking at the Astros now. It's like, okay, we can give them the postseason.
Yes.
I think we can acknowledge that, but you're kind of also,
what are they now?
You're also kind of walking on eggshells.
That's exactly what I wanted to get to. Cause I'm like, now if I'm going to raise the expectations, as you should, right? It's a marathon of a season, right? And with that, different stretches are going to have different endpoints or, you know, points on the horizon that you're looking towards. And now it seems like you've raised the expectations to postseason. And now what are you going to do in the postseason? How do you match up? And I don't exactly know how to feel about this Astros team's there, although they've just been injured to all hell at this point.
Yeah. Yeah. Walking on eggshells because, like, they say maybe September, Kyle Tucker, we'll see. That's a hell of a bruise, man. Wasn't it June 3rd he got?
It's a contusion. Well, how does that work?
That is the mother of all bruises.
What's up with his muscle tissue, man?
It's going to be 3 months.
Like a broken leg.
That's exactly what it was. So maybe Kyle Tucker the first week of September, but we can't count on that. Obviously, Justin Verlander is back. It looked pretty, you know, got about what we expected in his first start. That was Thursday, I believe. That was the first game of the Orioles. But you know, who knows on that? Bregman has issues, but he played third base.
Gremlins. Yeah, and he's played third base, especially in the absence of Yordan Alvarez.
The other one.
And now he woke up on Friday, which, look, throw all the mattresses out.
Yeah.
Throw them out, because he woke up on Friday with pain in his left side of his neck, didn't feel good swinging the bat, according to Joe Espada. So he hit the cage before Sunday. They said he felt good and he was better, but again, take everything with a grain of salt. But yeah, he misses the game Sunday, and now you're looking around and I'm like, what's happening here? Because we've talked about this before, right? You need the strong parts of your lineup, and so many of those guys have been inconsistent or just not there in the case of Kyle Tucker.
Yeah.
That the heights that you want to reach are going to be dependent on Yordan Alvarez playing and being great, and Alex Bregman playing and being great, and hopefully Kyle Tucker making his way back and being great. And you've seen over the last week or two that all three of those guys have missed times during the course of what's happening here. So, like, when we're talking about the expectations of the postseason, how do they stack up?
Yeah.
They just split with the Orioles, and although they would have won that series if Brian Abreu didn't have the one meltdown, and he doesn't do that frequently.
A couple of tough wins for the Orioles. So the Astros were kind of in control for the most part here. Had the two-run lead, I believe, on Saturday, gave that up. And I believe had a one-run lead late on Friday, gave that up. So despite all this, they're playing pretty damn good baseball. The bottom of the order came through yesterday. Yeah. I think they had 5 straight hits. Obviously, you know, Dubon made a hell of a play and shook that off.
And thankfully, being an Iron Man of some sorts, apparently he escaped injury, although he ran, fast as he could into a wall in the outfield.
Kikuchi did it again. They only gave up 2 hits yesterday. Like, for the game.
I love Kikuchi!
How could you not?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not.
Always and forever.
How could you not? He was pounding the zone. He was keeping it down. He was getting out. So, like, they're kind of doing it with mirrors and metal. You know, not that's the M-A-T-T-L-E, not M-E-T-A-L. They're doing it with grit. I'll change the word.
Yeah.
But they're still, like, you're kind of walking on eggshells because, like, what's how long can they do this? And if they do get to the postseason, which I think we all acknowledge they will, can they do it consistently when everything is ramped up against the Yankees and the Orioles and, you know, the, and all these other squads?
Yeah. I mean, they're looking pretty good, all things considered. And I think maybe I'm just nitpicking because I'm trying to you know, watch this on a granular level. On a bigger level, again, 4.5 games, and they probably could have been 5.5 games again if you did not have like, a few minor things go against you. But, again, another test comes up this week as they are facing off against Philly. But I think overall, where you stand with the Astros as a team, where you feel confident with them in the postseason, and the ALCS marker is what for you? Is it attainable or maybe a
Get well soon.
Okay. I mean, get well and we'll revisit.
Get well soon, any of these guys. Another tough stretch here. And, again, I don't think it's going to necessarily affect like the division. I will say this, though. You know, you mentioned Yordan, and he woke up feeling funky. Dude, if I'm Mattress Firm, Mattress Firm is an Astros partner for years. I'm like, what the hell are y'all doing to
everybody
me?
Everybody coming to the store, we getting y'all fitted.
What are y'all doing to me? We got one dude woke up funny, ended up getting Tommy John surgery. Didn't Verlander say he slept funny too? And then now
sleeping coach.
And now you're
a sleeping coach.
Mattress Firm, like, can you use some other excuse? Can you use something else? We pay a lot of money to be your partner.
Well, one thing I'm very happy about is through, again, 8 games, they've been, like, the pen has been good. It has not been, it has not been, you know, knocked down over the course of, or, like, beaten up through the extended amount of usage. Now, of course, that only continues on because they've still got a good stretch of it. But
Hector Neris looked good yesterday.
He sure did, coming out of the pen and relieving Kikuchi, who still hasn't kind of gone 6 in some of those instances.
Yeah, 5 2/3, I think, is the biggest he's done.
But, I mean, he's been good in those 5 2/3. And if you have someone like Neris, and if the pen is not too degraded, which as of now, it still has not gotten to that place, I think you feel good. But, yeah, Astros against the Phillies tonight at Citizens Bank Park. Excited to see what that happens. I don't know if the lineup has come up just yet. But it'll be fun to see where Bregman plays, and then also if Yordan Alvarez ends up being back able to play.
I think they're going to kind of mix him up, mix it in with him at third base, just to err on the side of caution.
Yeah, and I mean, caution is something that should be done or taken rather with this team, especially with the amount of bumps and bruises and gremlins.
Yeah, gremlins. That's their
that
word
to pop up from time to time. But no, Astros 70-60 in a good place, and they're dealing with a tough Philadelphia.
They got
Philly
to 70 wins.
They sure did.
I believe the Rockies got to 100 losses. Is that correct? I mean, the White Sox.
Wait, say that one more time.
What's the standings right now? In terms of the White Sox.
Oh, the White Sox are 31-100. They 100, have hit 100.
Yeah, they got to 100 losses. Can you imagine?
Man, I cannot.
Not even September.
What an ugly, ugly team and an ugly way of going. Like, I mean, if you're the Athletics, if you're the A's, you got to feel great about that, right?
We're not them.
Shout out to the Astros. Coming up next, let's return to the Texans. 53-man cutdown day is tomorrow. Let's try and do as best as we can an in-the-loop 53-man roster. Text in 713-572-4610. Who are you sold on? And we'll try and put that together next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.